Teenage Con Man, page 76.
Frank Abagnale was leaving his hotel. He wore the uniform of an airline pilot. He didn't have to pay for his room or his meals because the hotel charged them all to the airline. At the front desk, he asked the manager to cash a paycheck for him. "Of course, sir." The hotel manager was happy to cash the airline's check. A few weeks later, however, the hotel manager was not so happy. Abagnale was not a pilot. He did not work for the airline. The paycheck was not real. Frank Abagnale was a con man. Abagnale started his career as a criminal in New York in the 1960s. He was just a teenager, but he looked much older. He opened accounts at different banks. Then he bought things in stores and paid for them with checks from these accounts. The accounts didn't have enough money in them to cover the checks, but the stores didn't know this. By the time they realized it, Abagnale was using a different bank. Abagnale was very smart. After a while, he taught himself to forge checks. Then he deposited these fake checks. One day, he was filling out a deposit slip at a bank, and he got a new idea. He took a few of the deposit slips home. He typed his own account number on the forms. Then he took them back to the bank, and he put them with the other deposit slips for customers to use. When the customers used the deposit slips, their money went into Abagnale's account. Obviously, Abagnale had to move from city to city as banks discovered his tricks. When he was just 16, he created his identity as an airline pilot. As a pilot, he didn't have to pay for air travel. He could also stay at hotels where other pilots stayed without paying. He never actually flew a plane, but he got on over 250 flights and stayed at hotels all over the world at the airline's expense. He created false paychecks and cashed them. Sometimes Abagnale had to change identities so that the police would not catch him. Once, he pretended to be a doctor. He even worked in a hospital in Atlanta. Another time, he pretended to have a law degree from Harvard University. He got a job in a law office in New Orleans, but one of the lawyers there, a real Harvard graduate, started asking Abagnale a lot of questions. It was time to be a pilot again. By the time he was 21, Abagnale's face was on most wanted posters in 26 different countries. Someone recognized him in France and called the police. Abagnale spent 6 months in a French prison. Then he went on trial in Sweden, where he spent another 6 months in prison. At his trial in the United States, he got 12 years in prison. However, Abagnale was a prisoner in the United States for only 5 years. He got out of prison for good behavior, but he had trouble finding a good job because of his criminal past. He finally went to a bank and offered to teach the bank workers about different kinds of fraud. He told them, "If you don't learn from me, you don't have to pay me." Of course, they learned a lot from him, and Abagnale started his new career as a fraud expert. After all, he knows both sides of the business.